Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
I want to tell you about a story of the lion and the sheep. And in doing that, I want to help us understand who we really are. There's an old, rather fanciful fable about a newborn cub who strayed from his mother and became terribly lost. After several confusing days of wandering, the lion cub found himself emerging from a dark and thick wood, exhausted, hungry, and frightened. Weak and starving, he curled up into a trembling ball and fell fast asleep in the tall grass of the meadow that edged up to the dark wood. Across the meadow, a flock of sheep were grazing under a lustrous blue sky. The entire meadow was bathed in the warmth of a generous summer sun. As the sheep made their way across the meadow, a ewe lamb happened to catch sight of a small brown ball of fur nestled in the tall, swaying grasses at the edge of the dark wood. The ewe lamb had no idea what this was, other than it was helpless, frightened, and hungry. And here began a lifelong relationship. The year drifted by, and the lion cub grew into a massive, muscular lion that towered over his adopted mother and the flock that had long become his beloved family. Passersby were astounded to see a lion grazing in the middle of this flock of sheep, for you see, the lion thought himself to be a sheep. In fact, he was in all ways entirely convinced of it. His adopted mother spoke to him on many occasions, telling him that he was something more, that within him was great strength, courage, and wisdom. A number of sheep in the flock had told the lion that he possessed character, shrewdness, and leadership ability that set him apart and made him special. Yet he continued to believe that he was a sheep and nothing more, but often less. Now one day, as the story goes, a pack of wolves descended upon the flock, sending the sheep fleeing wildly in all directions. The lion fled with them, panicked and frightened. Suddenly, as he was fleeing, he heard the voice of his mother cry out in something that sounded like sheer terror. Instantly turning around, he saw her on the ground, held fast by two famished wolves that were about to kill her. Sometimes in life things snap, as if something is coming together for the first time or being seen for the first time. There is that sudden realization that we are more than we thought ourselves to be. However, it often takes some circumstance or situation for us to see it and then believe it. Such was the case with the lion. To this day, no one can fully explain it. However, deep within the lion's heart, something snapped. And in that moment, he instantly recognized who he truly was. Immediately, he turned and with a single powerful leap, he pounced upon the two wolves, tearing, thrashing, and sending them off into the woods, bleeding and terrified. With blurring power and speed, the lion effortlessly overwhelmed the remainder of the wolf pack, likewise sending the lot of them fleeing in pain. As the story goes, the lion spent the rest of his life protecting the flock. He never again thought himself to be a sheep, although he truly loved being part of them. In towns, villages, and hamlets far and wide, the lion became known as the lion who found his true self in amongst the sheep. I think it's quite easy to find the parallels with the lessons in this story in our own lives. In a very real way, we let our environments shape and dictate our view of ourselves, finding most frequently that the image that they impress upon us and leave us with is so much less than our authentic selves. These images are impressed upon us as we naively embrace them and live them out in the everyday routine of our lives. They become so much a part of us that we think them to be actually a part of us when they're not. Suddenly, and sometimes not so suddenly, we're living out marginalized lives that are grossly inferior to who we are and what we're capable of. So convincing and entrenched are these false images that they are often only exposed in crisis. And we too are sheep. So however it happens, we all eventually end up in some sort of crisis that clearly tells us that we are other than who we have thought ourselves to be. Crisis can be so much more than simply a bad set of circumstances, or the natural manifestation of poor choices, or the occurrence of the perfect storm at the most imperfect times. Times of crisis have within them the power to force aside the superficial, adopted, and completely false images of who we are. In doing so, the core of our genuine self is often exposed, the raw self that has within it more power and more potential than we likely understand or believe. Garrison Keller said, "I believe in looking reality straight in the eye and denying it." It seems that one of the greatest realities that we deny is the reality of who we are and what abilities we possess. It seems that sometimes we deny those realities because we fear all the many things we could do with them. In essence, we fear our own potential. Or we fear that they might not be real and we will be left with an overwhelming sense of disappointment in that we dared believe to be true what was not. For whatever reason, to our detriment, we often deny who we are. Times of crisis, then, are opportunities that we don't see as opportunities. Our response to crisis is typically to find an immediate resolution to whatever caused the crisis, to get it solved and get ourselves out of it as fast as we can. We miss the fact that our truest selves are revealed in the greatest crises. We have a chance, a rare opportunity to see and therefore take hold of so many aspects of ourselves that we've either denied, feared, or been unaware of. The wolves come into our lives. If they haven't, they will. It's then, when we're faced with profound challenges, that we will either rise up to who and what we really are, or we will choose to deny it. Your life and the lives of others will be impacted by whatever choice you make. Dare to be the lion who found his true self in amongst the sheep.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.